Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making a mental list in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, the dawn of a new day, new hope, new dream, new way. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today.
To be with you on this evening. I truly hope that you have had a most awesome day today. I've had an awesome day myself, and I am all ready to spend the next hour with you, sharing and caring. And with that being said, I just want to take time right now to thank all of you that listen in every week. It's just so amazing to know that you care as much as I do because you're here, just like I am. No matter what I'm doing on Tuesday nights, I'm like, okay, it's almost 9 o'clock. I have somewhere to be. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that I do have some place to be. And it's here with all you lovely people all you lovely sharing and caring people. It's just so amazing how when you have an attitude of gratitude, you want to share things. I love sharing information concerning taking care of these bodies. I really do. That's one of my passions. That's, I believe, one of the reasons truly that God put me here. One, of course, is to be a witness of Him to the world, which I love. I love to life, you see. And the other thing that He's allowed me to do is to help people, to empower people, to take care, to show them how to take control of their health. Listen, if we don't pay attention to our health now, your health will absolutely demand your attention later. And you may say, well, Dr. Doris, what do you mean by that? I mean that if you don't pay attention to your health, if you don't do what you need to do in order to make sure that you have good health, your health will just automatically let you know, I've been telling you I need help. Now I'm going to lay down right here so you can get me some help, so I can get some help. You see what I'm saying? So we have to know that if we don't take care of ourselves, who else is going to do it? You know, how absurd is it for me to put the care of my health into somebody else's hands? You see, that's for the Creator and for me to do. You know, and when I say that, I mean that when I pray and I ask the Lord to show me how to take care of this body, He's been speaking to me loudly about some things because I've been kind of bad. You know, I mean, I never want you guys to think that, oh, I just do all this. Oh, I've been kind of bad. I've been eating some things that I shouldn't have eaten, and I'm paying for it. You see what I'm saying? So I'm getting back on track. I'm getting cleaned out and getting back on track, but we all get off track every once in a while. Nobody's perfect. And when you do get off track, just, you know, repent. You know what it means to repent? It just means to admit it and quit it. I know how I feel when I'm eating like I'm supposed to eat, when I'm sleeping like I'm supposed to sleep, when I'm working out like I'm supposed to be working out. I know how I feel. And I'm at the top of my game when I do. So it's just important for you to know you. You see what I'm saying? Nobody knows you like you. So that's all I'm saying. So, yeah, we got to do better about ourselves. You even notice that when you get on the airplane, you know how when the flight attendant is going through her little spiel about, you know, if something should happen and the air mask drop down, she says to put your mask on first before you attempt to help somebody else, right? That's all I'm saying. You know, help you before you attempt to help somebody else. That's what we have to do. We have to take care of us. You know, what do you look like, sick and everything, don't feel, and running around trying to tell somebody else how to be healthy? You know what? People look at you. They're looking at you, and when you're giving them all this advice, yeah, and do the girl, and you need to do this, and you need, and they look at like, oh, yeah, all right, then. You see what I'm saying? But it's all about what do you want. If you want, if you're happy with the way you are, then happy. We're happy for you. But if you want to do better and you don't know how, then that's what this show is all about. We're sharing and we're caring about each other. This show is not just about me. No way. It's about us as a community of health enthusiasts that's searching out and seeking information for our own well-being, and of course for the well-being of our families and loved ones. But first, charity first starts at home. You see what I'm saying? So that's all I'm saying on this evening. I got something nice I'd like to share with you on tonight. A nice little word. Let's see, where did I put it? Uh-oh, do I have a nice little word to share with you tonight? Oh, yes, I do. Here it is. Okay. I have so much stuff around my desk. I gotta get that cleaned up. Gotta get everything in its place. Okay. It says, I have seen what a laugh can do. It can transform almost unbearable tears into something bearable, even hopeful. And you know what? I love to laugh. Anybody know me know that I love to laugh. And you know what? I love for others to laugh. When I'm around people, I like for people to laugh. You know, I like to initiate laughter. You know, I truly see where my son got that from. You know, when he was in school, the teachers would always say, oh, he's just a class clown. And I'd be like, boy, why do you do that? Where do you get that from? You know, I know where he got it from. So I love laughter. It's nothing like when a group get together and you're talking about different things. I'm saved. I'm sanctified. I'm filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. But I'm not dry. Anybody can tell you about me. I'm a funny girl. I love to laugh. And that's how I should be. Let's have a good, I don't want to be so heavenly minded until I ain't no earthly good. You seen people that got the scourge on their face, like the corners of their mouth turned down, you know, like they so, you know, I don't know what it is, but that's not me. I love to smile. I love speaking to people, even when they don't speak to me. I walk past people, I be, hi, you know, and they think it's something wrong. Well, yeah, there's something wrong with me. And I be telling them it's the joy that I have in me. It's not really what's wrong with me, it's what's wrong with you. I be wanting to ask people, are you happy? Well, if you are, notify your face. Because it's looking like it's just all toe up from the blow up. It really is. I want to talk to you about some good things tonight. Listen to this. You want a brain booster. You want to improve your memory and your alertness and your concentration. It's some simple things you can do. First of all, you've seen those word searches, those puzzles, you can get them in the dollar store. It's a whole book of them, and you have to search out words. Those are very good. That is a very good brain booster. It's a memory alertness because you think you see a word, and you don't see it, and you move around a little bit, and then you think where you saw the letters, and you have to spell out the word and put a little circle around it. Those are excellent. Another thing, turn off the TV. Don't sit up in front of the TV so much and let the TV zap your brain neurons so you get so it's just you can't think, you can't. You know, that TV is, I truly do believe that TV is from Satan himself. Satan invented the TV. Now, don't y'all run around talking about Dr. Dorsey. Satan invented the TV, but I don't care. Yeah, you can. But, you know, we got to begin to use our mind more because if you don't, remember we used to hear when we were young, if you don't use it, you what? You lose it. That is so for real. That is so for real, y'all. We have got to use what we got. Listen, you ever forget your cell phone and leave it at home and need it to get in contact with somebody? And somebody say, oh, it's okay here. You can use my phone. You'd be like, I can't use your phone because I don't even know the number. We've gotten so dependent on electronics, cell phones, iPads, all this kind of stuff, all this technology, and it's really to our detriment. We are not using what we have. I remember where we at least used to have little phone books. Everybody had a little phone book, you know. But then you had to, I remember the time even before the phone book where you had to remember. You had to remember a person's phone number and address and things like that. We don't have to do that anymore. And it's really to our detriment. More people are suffering from issues of memory issues than like never before. Crossword word puzzles are excellent. They are an excellent brain booster. It helps to improve your memory alertness. Crossword puzzles. But like I said, if you don't like crossword puzzles, because I don't like them. I never like crossword puzzles. But I do like those word search puzzles. Go to the dollar store, pick you up one. It's so thick with word searches, you know, for a dollar. Go to Dollar Tree. Everything at Dollar Tree is a dollar. You know, go there and get you a word search puzzle and do it in the morning. And the best time to do it is right before you get ready to go to sleep and when you first wake up in the morning. If you can do something to help get that mind going, you know, help to awaken the mind, awaken the concentration. Also, the scent of rosemary. It's very, very good for helping you feel more alert. It improves the memory as well. Rosemary. They have rosemary candles. Just be... Rosemary essential oils is what I prefer. Now, if you're going to do the candles, make sure that the little wick, put your hand on top of that wick. And if you get poked by a little wire, never buy a candle that has that little wire in the wick. Because once that wick starts to burn, that little metal, it emits sulfur. And it can be very hazardous to your health. So you want to make sure that it does not have it's a little sticky wick in there, like a little metal wick in there, a little piece of metal inside of the wick. Make sure, peel it down, make sure. But rosemary is awesome, and like I said, I truly prefer the rosemary essential oil. Because you can take it and put a little bit on the back of your hand, on your wrist, and then every once in a while just, you know, sniff it. Put it in the diffuser and emit it into the air. The diffuser breaks the oils down in the smallest molecules so it gets up into the thalamus. That's why I love therapeutic-grade essential oils. They are awesome. You can't having trouble going to sleep at night? Take you a bath for those that like baths, okay? Or either take you a shower and put a couple of drops of lavender. If you're taking a bath, put a couple of drops in your bath water. And if you're taking a shower, then put a couple of drops on your towel. And just, I'm telling you, by the time you get out of that shower or that bath, before your head hits the pillow, you are out like a light. Lavender. Put a drop or two on your pillow. Oh, man, it is awesome. Another thing, there's music. There's a certain audio signals played in stereo that ignite the brain's left and right hemispheres for better concentration. And you can go to, oh, what is that website? HEMI-SYNC.com. There's all kinds of music. There's music for relaxation. There's music for concentration. But music, there's certain audio signals. You can even go to... I think it's iPlay or something like that on the internet, and you can listen to music right then and there music that will help to either enhance your concentration or help you to relax or help you to meditate. But it is awesome. We've got to begin to do more things to help us retain our memory. It's not just our brain's job to do that on its own. We got to help it, you know. And like I said, one thing to do is turn that television off. We're watching everybody's life and ours, watching ours just go by. I did a lady's nails today, and she told me, she said, her housekeeper said, Doris, oh, you must think we're terrible watching this story. We're actually good Christian women. We just have this one thing that we like to do, watch this naughty picture. I say, you know, whatever floats your boat. I say, but, you know, I remember back in the day, the story I used to watch when we was in school was Dark Shadows. So I'm like, hey, I ain't passing no judgment on nobody. If that's what you like to do, then that's what you like to do. But I want to do something that's going to help my mind stay alert. I thank God that my memory capacity is so full. And you know what? I confess that. I have a sound mind. I have a mind like an elephant. I can remember things that, you know, most people would be like, if a person walked up to me and just asked me anything, do you know where Middle Belt is? And I tell them and they walk away, you can ask me anything you want about them. And I can tell you everything from the top of their head to the soles of their shoe to the bottom of their feet, what they had on, clothes, what color of their eyes, how their hair was, everything. And you know what that came from? Years ago, I don't know if a lot of you remember that, but it was a show. Excuse me, my warm ginger tea getting me ready. I got my valerian and my warm ginger tea, and I'll be ready for bed as soon as I say, good night, I love you. But okay, there was a show that used to come on, and this guy, you would get money if you could remember certain things about a person that either passed by or came up to you or something like that. And I would always, me and my brothers and I would always be watching this show, and I was always able to get the most little tips of what the person had on, what color their eyes, how did they have their hair, did they have a purse? Or no, you know, it's just like those, you've seen these pictures, there's two pictures, but they're not identically the same, and they say find the mistakes or find the errors. Those are really good, too. Those are really good. They come in, I think they still come in the Sunday paper. They used to come in the Sunday paper. I don't get the Sunday paper anymore, so I don't know. But anything like that. You know, it helps to trigger. It's actually telling your mind, I'm dependent on you, instead of the cell phone. And the reason I mentioned about the cell phone is because it happened to me. I was out somewhere, and I said, oh, goodness, I left my cell phone at home. And the person I was with said, well, you can call from my phone. I said, but I don't know their number. I got it locked in my phone by their name. So you know what I think I'm going to start doing? I think I may even Well, no, I don't know. I may just start leaving my cell phone at home a couple of days a week and depending solely on memory, getting people's phone numbers locked in again. We'll see. Okay, berries. Did you know that berries are good for your heart? Blueberries, strawberries, boysenberries. Blackberries, they are good. Raspberries, they're good for your heart. And did you know that you can lower your risk of a heart attack by about a third? And these are this is a study done by the Harvard School of Public Health. And it says that researchers who tracked the diet of 96,600 women found that those who ate more than 3 servings of strawberries and blueberries per week were 32% less likely to have a heart attack. Now, during the 18-year study, even those with a history of high blood pressure found a significant reduction in their blood pressure and heart attack. Isn't that amazing? The source of blueberries and the other berries is the flavonoids that give the fruit their bright colors, and they seem to make the arteries and the blood vessels more flexible, which lowers the blood pressure. So this is one reason why I absolutely love my Juice Plus. I don't have to worry about I'm making sure that I'm getting my fruits, my vegetables, and my berries. They have a product called Vineyard Blend, and in that blend you get the Concord grape, the blueberry, the craneberry, the blackberry, the bilberry, the raspberry, the red currant, the black currant, and the elderberry. And the elderberry is one of the most powerfulest berries as far as antioxidative stress, reducing antioxidative stress, and reducing inflammation. And, you know, a lot of the things that's going on today, a lot of the diseases and illnesses that we have today is all because of that little culprit called inflammation. Berries. Berries help to retard inflammation. If you're finding, sometimes if you find that you're having problems with your joints, and a lot of times you hear people say, oh, it's just my arthritis acting up. Arthritis is a form of inflammation, and that's because sometimes it's even worse than other times, and it can be simply because maybe there's something that you've ingested, that you've eaten, that could cause a flare-up, because you know that sometimes you'll hurt a little bit more than at other times. You have to go back to what was it. Well, this is the reason why it's so important to get your RDA of fruits, vegetables, and berries. You see, we've got to start letting food be our medicine and medicine be our food, because actually that is the way it was intended to be from the beginning. We've gotten into eating all this animal flesh, and it's bombarding our bloodstream and with causing high cholesterol and heart coronary heart disease and all these other things. I was just watching today Forks Over Knives, and it is amazing how people from other countries and other places like Asia, as long as they're there and they're eating their rice and their vegetables, everything is fine. But when they come here and they start to partake of our diet, even their young people, you know, they take on the same illnesses and things that we have here. It's just amazing. We have got to begin to take better care of ourselves. You don't want to be in a nursing home. I promise you, you don't. You do not want to end up in a nursing home where somebody else has to take care of you. I mean, things happen. Don't get me wrong. I'm not, you know, things do happen. And sometimes maybe, you know, accident or something like that. But not simply. Most of the problems that we have is due to diet. First thing I have a client to look at is their weight. Are you overweight? Because if you are, then that's the first thing you want to address. And then if you're not, because not everybody is obese outwardly, but what are you eating? What are you putting in your body temple? That's the first thing we want to get a hold on. And, you know, you can just about tell when a person is ready to be for real, because they'll tell it all. You know, I don't drink as much water as I should. I know I don't. Yeah, I eat a lot of this and I do a lot of that. But when you are ready to make a change, nobody will ever have to beg. Okay, well, what else? I know you will tell it in order to get help. So that's all I'm saying. You know, and we got to do better. We have got to do better because, see, now the way that we're living is being perpetuated into the lives of our children, our young people. We have more young people that are obese now than ever before in history. Today, I took a walk. I walked from my home to the Easter post office, and I walked back. It was such an exhilarating walk. On yesterday, for those of you that are familiar with the area, I walked from my home to Kroger's on Merriman and Cherry Hill. I left there and I went over to the post office in Garden City. I left there and I walked to Ford Road. And I walked down Ford Road and I stopped in a couple of shops. And I kept on down to Middle Belt and I crossed over west, going west on Middle Belt. And I went to that Kroger's because I was looking for some apple cider vinegar. And they didn't have it at Merriman. So I asked her, would she please call and make sure they had it because I was walking. And she could not believe. She said, you walking from here there? And I said, yeah. And she said, are you serious? And I'm like, I'm very serious. And she said, oh, my God. Well, hey, kudos for you. I said, kudos for me. Kudos for my heart. And after I left that Kroger's, I walked home. And it was awesome. 2 hours. It took me 2 hours. 2 hours to walk from that distance home. And then 2 hours, just about 2 hours to walk to the Inkster post office and then back home. And I felt so good. It was a beautiful day. And if I don't do that, then I'm on the track. I'm over at Garden City Track and putting in 5 or 6 miles over there. We got to move, y'all. We got to move more. We can stop allowing ourselves to do all these old fad diets and get to moving, get your body moving. If you get your body moving, it will take care of everything else. It'll let you know you won't want to eat as much because you're moving. You only want to eat a lot when you're sitting around and you're thinking about things and a lot of times we're not even hungry. There's a book that's called You're Not Sick, You're Thirsty, and it's called Water for Health and for Healing of Life, and it's by a doctor by the name of Batman Gelage. And I would suggest everybody get this book. He says, based on more than 20 years of clinical and scientific research in the role of water in the body, a pioneering physician and an acclaimed author of Your Body's Many Cries for Water shows how water can relieve stunning range of medical conditions, simply adjusting your fluid and salt intakes can help you treat and prevent dozens of diseases, avoid costly prescriptions and drugs, and enjoy vibrant new health. And in this book, you will discover the many signals of thirst and chronic dehydration in your body. A lot of times, you're not hungry. You're thirsty. And if you could drink you a nice, I say anywhere from an 8 to 10 ounce glass of water before you get ready to eat, if you know, when you think you're really hungry, and wait about 5 minutes or so. If you still have this insatiable urge to wolf down something, then you know chances are you're hungry. It's a lot of times when we have headaches, the headache is due to the fact that you're dehydrated. Water is so very important. You learn how much water and salt you need each day to stay healthy. And other beverages, including like tea and coffee and sodas, that cannot be substituted for water. You know, a lot of times you think you're thirsty, and I want me a lemonade or high C or something. When your body wants water, it wants water. We got to learn how to naturally lessen, even eliminate symptoms of asthma and allergies. How? Water. How to help prevent life-threatening conditions such as heart failure, stroke, Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's, and cancer. Water. How hypertension may be treated naturally without diuretics and medication. But with what? With water. Why water is the key to losing weight without dieting. And how to hydrate your skin to combat premature aging. You ever saw somebody and, you know, you knew you were around about the same age as they were, and you'd be thinking, wow, they look so much older. You know, a lot of times people aren't drinking water like they should. When I ask people how much, do you drink a nice amount of water, they'll say yeah. But then when you get into about how many ounces, I don't know, a couple of glasses. I drink a cup, and it's like a couple of glasses. Everything in our body is water, every organ. And if we don't get a sufficient amount of water, our body will pull it. It'll pull it from our body. That's why it's so important to drink water. Did you know that your brain is over 75% water? Your blood is over 83% water. The bones in your body is over 22% water. Your liver is over 86% water. The muscles in your body. A lot of times when you're having those muscle cramps, have you been drinking enough water? Because your muscle is over 75% water. Your kidneys, over 83% water. The body needs water. So we got to start drinking more water, more good water. And you know the water that I highly recommend, that good old alkaline water. It's nothing like it. The life force. I wanted to let you know, someone had asked me, they sent me an email, and they wanted to know some healthier tips for breakfast. And there's a lot of things that you can eat, a lot of foods that you can eat that are really healthy breakfast foods. And one is oatmeal. Now, I'm not the type of person that really do breakfast every day, because when I take my Juice Plus and I drink a glass of water, it kind of holds me, you know. But on them rare occasions when I am hungry, like if I come back from the track or whatever or working out and I do have a ravenous appetite, then I'll do me a bowl of oatmeal. And I love steel cut. And I'll sprinkle about a tablespoon of ground flaxseed over my oatmeal. And it is so delicious. Not to mention that you're boosting, it's good for the brain. You know, I was just telling you, sharing with you some information about the brain. It's good for the brain, but not only that, it has omega-3 fatty acids in it. It also has two extra grams of fiber to your oatmeal. And we all can use more fiber. I know a lot of times people say they don't want to eat a lot of fiber because it makes them kind of flatuous, but it's okay. It's all right. My mama used to say it's better out than in. So it's okay to be a little flatuous sometimes. Also, berries. Use berries and put berries on top of your, if you do pancakes, if you do the whole grain pancakes, or waffles, put your berries on top of your pancakes and into your oatmeal. Turmeric is awesome. Toss a pinch of turmeric, ground turmeric, into your smoothies. And for those of you that do egg white omelets, put you some turmeric in there. And a wonderful thing to have for breakfast is hummus. Hummus on some whole grain toast or even on some of your raw breads and things like that. 2 tablespoons of hummus on top of some, even the Melba crackers with a some fruit. It's awesome for breakfast. It is absolute, and it holds you. And it doesn't cause that spike in your blood sugar. And that's really, you want to eat so that your blood sugar is maintained throughout the day. You don't get those spikes and peaks and valleys, you know, where you're tired and then you grab something. Those powers, those caffeine drinks are the worst things that could have ever come on the market. I walked today, and when I was walking, a guy passed me and had one in his hand, and I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, wow. That it's amazing. Listen, if you guys have any questions, I forgot to mention this. If you have any questions or comments or anything tonight, please feel free to press option 1 on your telephone keypad, and I can bring you in. Another new foods to fight fat. If you want to reduce your waist and possibly ward off diabetes, at the same time, listen to this. A recent study found that mice fed high-fat diets gained less weight if their diets were also supplemented with beta-glucan or insulin, 2 types of, it's like a fermentable carbohydrate found in foods like oats and barley and Jerusalem artichokes, a lot of things that are really plentiful this time of year. Mushrooms, we should be eating mushrooms almost every day, if not every day. Mushrooms, asparagus, very plentiful now, onions, and bananas. And it's simply because this fermentable carbohydrates are a type of fiber that's broken down or fermented by bacteria in your colon. And when this fermentation takes place, short-chain fatty acids, known as FCFAs, are formed. Now, these seem to produce more of an appetite-controlling hormone that helps us to feel full. And that's exactly what you want. You want to eat foods that are going to make you feel full. That's why it's so important to eat whole grain, not processed foods. Because processed foods, do you know that that's why you can eat a big garden salad and you feel like you have just ingested a Thanksgiving dinner? Because of the fiber, because of the roughage, because of the whole food nutrition that's in that lettuce and tomatoes and cucumbers and beets and things like that. It helps you to feel fuller longer. But processed foods work just the opposite. It works with the sensor in the brain to make you feel satisfied, but you only feel satisfied for a little while. You ever notice that when you go out to some place to eat, like Old Country Buffet or something, you know, some place where you can eat just as much as you want for a certain price, you eat all this food, and then a little while later, when you get home, You can really eat something else. You can eat again. You know, we've got to eat more and just more food that's high fiber content. And try, if you're hungry, try munching on a good organic cucumber or some beets. And really, I advise everybody, get you some beets. Beets are really plentiful this time of the year. Get you some good organic beets. Beets are good for everything up under the sun, including the liver, including blood pressure. They are awesome, and they are so plentiful. You can get them. Myers. Myers have an organic section that's just awesome. So you want to make sure, because see what happens. Let me share this with you. These foods, like the artichokes and the mushrooms and things like that, they help to lower the dangerous body fat. And you know where that dangerous body fat is? It's that visceral body fat around the stomach, in the butt. You know, when you see some commercials and they're talking about obesity, you know, they'll always zoom in on people that's got real big butts and real big bellies. That is such dangerous fat. It's visceral fat, and it's actually fat that's around the organs in your body, and it's linked to diabetes. It's also linked to heart disease, and it's also linked to some cancers. So that's why eating foods like this, like the onions and the bananas and the asparagus and things like these foods may also play a role in managing and preventing diabetes. In fact, I have a DVD by a doctor, I think he's in Chicago, and how he's reversing diabetes just with food. You know, his patients is coming off medication. One lady came off the medication for her diabetes, and she lost so much weight. This lady is like 70-some years old, and she started modeling. That's just how important food is. You know, let food be your medicine and medicine be your food. Hippocrates didn't say that all those years ago for nothing. And we're living in a time now when they are doing such diabolical things with our food. We have got to be alert. We have got to read labels. You know, what is, you ever wonder, what is natural flavoring? You see, what's hidden in natural flavoring? All this high fructose corn syrup, all of this stuff. The more ingredients, the more it is away from being a natural, wholesome product. You see, like, what kind of ingredients do you find on a tomato or lettuce? You see, the more ingredients, the more junk. And now they're doing such diabolical things with the chemistry of our food, using chemists to produce all kinds of flavorings and additives that keep you wanting more. That's why you can eat now. And, you know, it used to only be like that with Chinese food, remember? And because of the high content of MSG. You remember we'd say you eat a bunch of Chinese food and be like, you'd be hungry again in a few minutes. You know, we would laugh about things like that, but it is so true. And that's how it is with the fast food chains. They're using chemists to come up with formulas to make you want more and more and more. And that's why when you hear a person say, I just got to have it, you say, well, you know, they got some over here. Why don't you try this? Nope, I got to have this. It could possibly be because of the addictive chemicals that's being put in some of our food. I saw today they've come up with a donut that's a donut and a croissant. There's already, I don't know how many hundreds of calories in a croissant, but now they've combined a croissant with a donut. I'm telling you, we have got to be more alert. I shared with a friend today that, you know, if as far as snacking is concerned, if you want a bag of potato chips and you just got to have a bag of potato chips, don't buy that big $1.99 bag of it. Get you one of those little, because listen, now let's be for real, okay? Let's be for real with each other. Like I said, we all fall off sometimes. You know, it's every once in a while. But if you want your bag of potato chips, go get those little potato chips. You know you can get like $4 or $3, $4. Get one bag. And that's it. Because see what I found is that if you don't bring it in the house, you won't eat it. And then tell yourself, if I'm gonna snack on something and I want something that's just gonna be a treat that's gonna please my flesh, I'm gonna walk and get it. I'm not gonna hop in the car. and drive to the store and get it. I'm going to walk. You will be surprised how a lot of this stuff you'll leave in the store and you won't bring it home. So that's just some foods. And also these foods, they act as a prebiotic. Now, a prebiotic is what feeds the healthy probiotic bacteria in your gut, and it keeps things running real smooth. So these foods, the oats, the Jerusalem artichokes, and the mushrooms, and the asparagus, and bananas, and onions, are all foods that fight fat. Yep, they really do. We're hearing a lot of talk about breast cancer, not only in women, but also in men. You know, I tell the men all the time that men are getting breast cancer too. I don't know what makes us think that it's just a precursor to women. And even that, there's some DVDs that you guys just got to get. You got to get Eating Third Edition. You got to. You got to get Food Inc. You got to get Forks Over Knives. Those are just some DVDs that every home library should have, because it lets us in to the diabolical thing that the FDA and the Food and Drug Administration is trying to do to it. Oh, they don't want you just to die all of a sudden. They want it to be a long death, keep you coming back and forth to the doctor, getting this medication. Do you know that there is not a medication that you can take that does not have a side effect? There is no medication that you can take that does not have its own side effect. Go to Tom Joyner's website. Look at a letter that Dr. Maxine Thomas wrote him. This is a black physician in Texas. And she wrote this man a letter that when I read it, it touched me so until I had to try her in order to just speak with her. I mean, she came out of the closet with exactly what happens. A doctor wants to get you on some kind of medication that you have to take daily. And she found out that with her clients, if she put them on a medication such as Lipitor, and they started having numbness, okay, if you're going to a doctor and you say, okay, doc, I'm having some numbness in my pain, I mean, in my body, in my arms, or something like that, they'll refer you out. They'll refer you out to a neurologist. Okay? So now you're still taking the medication. You're still taking the Lipitor. When you go to the neurologist will put you on medication. You see? So now it's called a compound effect. It's just so important for us to start asking questions and, you know, and being more conscientious as far as what we're, this is garden time. How many of you are putting things in? If you don't do nothing but put you something in a pot, you know, how many's got gardens? You know, it's just anything, a tomato plant, some earth. What do you use? Onions? A flower pot, fill it full of some good rich soil and put you some onions in it. You like organic ginger? Go to the health food store and get you a nice big stalk of organic ginger. And then, you know, break off a piece and plant you a piece in a flower pot. Don't put it in your bed, because remember I told you, it'll take over your whole bed. But put it in a pot. You know, put you something in the earth so that you can see. I think it's an awesome thing for those of you that have grandchildren. You know, take them to the store. Let them get a plant and show them how to nurture it and take care of it. They did that one year at my church. they gave all the kids little plants to plant. And it was amazing to see these little kids' faces on how happy they were and how good they felt about growing something. So it's just a thought. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to encourage you to, you know, I have a friend that has a garden. In fact, he sent me the most awesome picture of a little bird. I think it was a robin, I'm not sure, or a sparrow that had built its nest near his home. And I just wish one night he would come on and share with us some things about his garden and what he's doing and the things that he's growing and things like that. And he's such an awesome person because he's even volunteered to help me with mine, you know. And this year I really need help with mine because right now I can't even do my yard work because I'm getting this rotator cuff. I'm in therapy for this rotator cuff, bench pressing, and kind of got my rotator cuff kind of need some tender love and care. But I would so hope that he would come on one night and just share some things with us about what he's growing. He sent me a media mail over my telephone of some herbs. And you see, that's what I'm talking about. Do you use basil? How hard is it to get some basil and put it in some dirt and some plants and plant near your home? So when you pick it, very little handling of it, and get to consume it. That's what I'm looking for. That's what I want to do. I'm going to put something in some pots this year. If I don't do my above the ground bed, and that's really what I want to do. So yeah, I'm not even ruling that out. Okay, here's some things that you can do to really help you this year, this summer. Take a walk. You don't need to invest in all this pricey gym equipment and all that. 81% of people who walk for exercise, it benefits them 100%. Take a walk. If you can't do 30 minutes at a walk, three 10-minute walks. Eat early. Get your breakfast on whole grains and your green smoothies. It may help to keep your hunger under control and you don't find yourself reaching for that candy bar and different things. All these. Do you know salty potato chips cause you to retain fluid? A lot of what you might have may not be excess weight. It could be water retention. So those are just some things. And hop on the scale every once in a while, once a week, if you're dealing with a health issue, a weight issue, okay? There were some more things that I wanted to share with you tonight, but as usual, the hour has seemed to just fly by. But I want to take this time to thank you guys for tuning in to Here's to Your Health, brought to you by 109.9 Penn Station. Here on Blog Talk Radio, and I encourage you all, come back next week. Maybe if we all just think about it real hard, maybe I can get my friend to come on and share some of his tips about gardening. Let's just send out good thoughts into the universe, and maybe it'll happen, huh? I hope so. It's really awesome to see a man interested in tilling the soil and things like that. That's what Adam used to do, remember? So, yeah, so let's just send out a good thought. Hey, guys, thanks so much for tuning in tonight. I love you all, and I am so deeply appreciative for you being here. You don't have to do it, and I know it, and I don't take it for granted. If there's ever anything you want to hear, want me to talk about, that you'd like to talk about, just let me know, because this is where we share and care. Right here on Here's to Your Health, brought to you by 109.9 Penn Station. Have an awesome night. Good night, everybody. Sweet dreams.